a word for you from Psalm 112, verses 7 and 8. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his enemies. Well, we've been speaking of the importance of fearing the Lord, and that the fear of the Lord is to depart from iniquity. And we've looked at many different verses in Old and New Testament. And here, one of the consequences of departing from sin and trusting in the Lord is that there is safety in being fixed. The fixed heart is what most translations refer to. Here it says, his heart is steady. And so this person who trusts in the Lord, in the beginning of the verse of the Psalm 112, it says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. That person's not afraid of bad news, because with the Lord everything is good news. Or in the sense, there is a trust that God is so sovereign that he's working things out for good to those that love the Lord. And so he's not terrorized by the thought of possible bad news, because his heart is steady, it is firm, it is fixed, as we've said in other translations. Is your heart fixed on the Lord, so that it cannot drift into the way that pagans think? Now, we might consider pagans to be those bowing down to idols in the East. No, you might be in your suit and a Sunday school teacher, and perhaps being faithful in every aspect of the Christian life, at least the outward form of it, but your heart is not fixed. You tend to be blown around instead of trusting in the Lord. Well, you can come to the Lord and learn to fear the Lord so much that you fear nothing else. You don't even fear bad news, because your heart is fixed. You will not be afraid. As it has often been said by men of God, they fear the Lord so much that they are afraid of nothing else. And that is a blessed state to be in. If you fear the Lord, you need fear nothing else. Not even the devil himself. You are safe. For there is safety in the fixed heart. Until, as it says at the end of verse 8, you are able to look in triumph on your adversaries. Yes, even the very enemies of your soul, those sins that might be closer to you, that keep on tempting you, yes, you are able to look on triumph over these adversaries. You can conquer them through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his salvation, through trusting in the Lord, so that you need not fear, because you fear the Lord.